Welcome to Tri-Town Advice Givers Podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing the Tri-Town and surrounding area residents the best advice from our brightest minds. My name is Mark Borst, your host, and today we are on location in Ogden Dunes, Indiana, with Jen Sofen from the Inn Coast.
All right. Good morning, Jen. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just to start, I always just ask people about you personally, like not business yet. Just tell me a little bit about you.
Okay. So I am born in Indiana, raised in Illinois, right on the border in Lansing, Illinois. Grew up going to the dunes, a ton on the weekends. And then went off to college in Michigan. I went to Western Michigan University. I'm a Bronco. And that's where I met my husband, Eric, who he grew up actually in Michigan. But yeah, I was a college cheerleader. I'm always, you know, very, very peppy and positive. And from there, after graduated, we moved out to California for jobs. So my husband got a job in sales, technology sales, and I was actually working for a wine company doing marketing and sales. So that's my background.
So what did you actually go to college for?
Yeah, so it was for marketing, but in particular, it was food marketing, which is kind of interesting.
So you actually did what you set out to
do. I actually did. Right before I graduated, I did an internship with Kraft Foods, and I was the Kool-Aid girl. That was my specialty was Kool-Aid. Yeah. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah, and we lived in California about 10 plus years. We got married out there in Lake Tahoe, had our daughter out there, and then it was when we were pregnant with our second, there was something where I was like, you know what? I want to go back home, and Eric wasn't too keen on the idea, but we ended up moving back to Illinois near where my parents were, and they were at the time in LaGrange, Illinois. Okay. So we moved back there for about a year or so, and that's when my husband kind of got the itch to be near the water, because after being in California, he grew up boating in Michigan. So we actually boat out of Marina Shores in Portage. And basically our first year boating is kind of how we came across, you know, Ogden Dunes where we live now. And it was like bringing back all these memories like, hey, I grew up going to the dunes. And from there, we pretty much said, why don't we, you know, move to Indiana? It's kind of in between
where we're for boating anyway.
Exactly. We're here all the time. We love the beaches. We love the water. And Eric growing up in Michigan, me growing up in Illinois, it was kind of like a happy medium. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So here we are now.
So then jump right into the Inn Coast.
Yes. Yes.
So how long have you been doing it? And kind of like maybe that was the impetus already, but like why did you start it?
Right. Exactly. So I pretty much started, I got the idea. It was July of 2016. We had friends of ours that came from California to visit, and they were literally blown away by the beaches in Lake Michigan. You know, everybody's pretty shocked. They don't associate Indiana with beautiful beaches. Right. And so my girlfriend, Jen, she said, okay, before we leave, I want to make sure you take me to get cool Indiana, Lake Michigan type t-shirts, hats. And I kind of had to think for a second because there's, you know, not anything out there that's dedicated to this area from that perspective. So, I mean, you know how it is. Anywhere you travel, anywhere you go on vacation, there's t-shirts, there's everything. People are proud of
coffee mug, shot glasses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, when I said I didn't really know where to take her, she was like, Jen, come on, you need to start something. You need to, you know, make some t-shirts. And I don't know. It's like, I couldn't shake that idea. So, I mean, cause that's not really, I never dreamed of having a t-shirt company, but then I thought, you know what? I'm the type of person wherever I've lived, I really dive in and try to become part of my community. And, you know, so I just literally the table we're sitting at, I whipped out a piece of paper one day and I was just kind of throwing words down and and stuff together. And what stuck with me is that she, my friend Jen, kept referring to it as the coast. And really, all of us here, it's the lakefront, it's the shoreline. And so I thought, well, that's kind of cool. And I knew I wanted something with Indiana. So that the In Coast was born. And I look at it like in for Indiana, in for industry, in for tucked in between Michigan and Illinois, where my husband and I are from. And it kind of was born from there. So I would say July was kind of the initial idea. Okay. And then it took a good 3 months to, one, kind of, am I really doing this? Two, to get the design in place, working with my friend Colby Atchison, who is an amazing designer. Because it's like, I didn't know if I was actually serious about it. And then seeing the design come together, I was like, oh, I love that. I mean, that.
And I'm sure you were talking it up in the meantime.
You know, I was talking it up to my family.
Okay.
Talking it up to my family. Okay. Gosh, I don't even know that aside from my friend Jen, that I really talked to a lot of friends about it.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you, I was nervous. I was really nervous. But yeah, so the family was on board. They thought it was a really good idea.
Right.
And once we kind of nailed down the design part of it, I just said to my husband, Eric, let's throw it on a few shirts and see what happens. So that, I would say, was, gosh, right after Thanksgiving.
Of 16?
Of 16.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Just
a year and a couple months ago.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we started with 72 shirts of three different styles. We had, you know, unisex. We did a women's style because I know a lot of girls like kind of a fitted scoop neck style. And then kids. We wanted our kids to be able to wear it too. So 72 shirts and 4 days, they were gone.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. And it was selling them in the school parking lot, which I have to give kudos to where my kids go to school. That community has been so supportive of me. Yeah. So, yeah. Yep.
Well, that's
and
cool.
From there, we thought, okay, well, I guess, you know, we were kind of coming right up to the holidays and we thought, if we're going to go for this, let's just do it. So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
So you have a big Christmas then? Selling?
Yeah. Yes. It was definitely busy. It was definitely busy. And the crazy part about it was I didn't have a website at the time. Okay. I mean, I was kind of just winging it word of mouth.
Right.
I don't even think I was on Facebook at the time because I was on a 2-year break from Facebook and I thought, oh God, I got to get back on there. So I started with a Facebook page and kind of got that out there. And then there was one night that I was so inundated with trying to keep everything organized that I thought I really need a website so people can place orders online. I mean, it was just really hard, you know, being out and about and people say, oh, Jen, I want, you know, I need 2 shirts, blah, blah, you know, and I'm trying to remember this and write it down and telling them to text me. So I stayed up till 3:30 in the morning one night and hopped on GoDaddy and I built a website.
Knocked it out. Yeah.
So
do you remember when that actually was?
Oh, gosh. That was, it had to be probably the beginning of December.
Okay. So really quick.
It was quick. Okay. It was quick. Yeah. Okay. It took off and I thought, you know what, with this momentum, I need to
for sure
really take it serious because it's happening.
Yeah.
So dive in and just let's do it.
That's cool.
But it is. It was overwhelming at the time, but
snowballed into
needs. Because I tell you, I will never forget the day that I picked the t-shirts up, and then I had, you know, these 2 big boxes of t-shirts, and I thought, I have to put it out there. Like I have to do it. These things have to go away. So hopefully people like it. But the other thing I wanted to mention, I wanted to give kudos to my friend Eve at Dig the Dunes, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar. They're a social media platform for the area. But she was really awesome, helping me get off the ground. And I had actually won a spot in the Dig the Dunes calendar contest. And
for
so
the shirts?
not even for the shirts. Okay. It was just a picture that was voted on, you know, by her committee. And so when I won, you had to submit a bio. And I thought, you know what? that was kind of my full, I don't know, what do you want to say, birth into society. It was like, I wrote in the bio that I was the founder of the In Coast. So I thought, it's going out there. It made it official. It was the right target audience. Yeah. And so, yeah, I remember I wore my shirt. That was the first event that I wore it to, was the Dig the Dunes calendar contest.
And so you've never taken it off since.
I have not taken it off since. Yes.
Every time I see you, you've got one on.
Yep. Gotta wear it. Gotta own it. I open my drawer and I'm like, oh God, are you kidding me? Like, this is my uniform. But it's cool, you know. People ask about it. So walking billboard.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's very cool. So in the last year and a couple months.
Yes.
I'm sure you've had growth in that time.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, how far out have you looked? Like, what's it look like in 3 years?
Oh, gosh. You know what? Honestly, 3 years, I would love to have my own little space that's kind of organized for the In Coast. Because right now, I mean, you're sitting here, you see kind of where my little home office is. I have a little desk behind my couch. Right. And all of our inventory is in my husband's home office. So I would love, I don't know whether that's in the form of a storefront. I don't know if that's, I think it'd be super cool to have like a VW bus or a pull behind trailer, you know, something that's dedicated to the In Coast, kind of my own little space. So I don't know. I'd love to be in more shops around Northwest Indiana. I want to see it grow in that way.
So that's a good segue into, so where can I find it?
Right. Okay. So let's start west. So Whiting, Market 199, they carry a couple things. There's not one shop that carries the full line.
Okay.
You know, right now people are just kind of picking and choosing what they think is going to work in their shop.
Sure.
So Market 199 in Whiting, the Visitor Center in Hammond, along the South Shore, which that is a fantastic gift shop. If you guys haven't been and you want to find, you know, Indiana inspired gifts, that's a great shop.
Yeah.
Let's see, from there, you're putting me on the spot. Lake Street Gallery in Miller, they carry a couple items. Beach Bum Jewels in Michigan City, which has been fantastic. And they just moved into, space across the street from their old location. That's awesome. Beach Walk Resort, we did, a collaboration last summer because they wanted to do, In Coast t-shirts, and then we put Beachwalk Resort kind of like on the hip of the t-shirt. So that was kind of fun to do that. I know I'm missing people and this is not good. We do beach pop-up shops in the summer at Wells Street Beach.
Oh yeah.
Which is really fun. Wednesday nights. Yes.
That's kind of cool.
They invited us
to the city to do that.
No, it's right here in Miller.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which is a beautiful beach. Yeah. They have a concession stand.
Right.
Music on Wednesday nights. Yeah. So
So is there an actual building there for the pop-up shop or are you just set up tables?
I throw up a table. Yeah. It's very casual, which is what I love. Right. You know, you can have a glass of beer or wine and listen to the music and I've got my t-shirts out there. So yeah, not a hard sell over there. It's very casual.
Yeah.
Very chill.
Right.
So and they've been really supportive too, all the Miller Beach bums. So that's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. Cause I have seasonal shops too. Like,
Well, it seems like most of them are right there on the coast.
You know? Yeah. And
close to the water at least.
Right. But I feel like I have a lot of people that are reaching out from all over, you know, farther south that really want, you know, the In Coast. So I would love to know if there's shops out there that are looking to have, you know, a local brand kind of supporting the area. I'd definitely be interested in talking and getting it out there.
Gives people that from Indiana something to talk about.
That's right.
More than corn in Indiana, right?
There's more than corn.
We actually have a lot of water.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I know. And I think that should be, highlighted more, you know. It's like, sure, we're kind of this little area where it is the crossroads of America. It does have a lot of industry, but we can't forget, like, you know, we're on a great lake, and that's pretty awesome.
Well, it's definitely underutilized.
Yes, for sure. I mean, all the trails and the dunes itself, it's awesome. Yeah. So we're lucky.
We are. I mean, the spot that Northwest Indiana sits has so many advantages that
I agree.
A lot of people don't either understand or don't grasp.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I mean, from Chicago, you know, we're what, an hour from a big city, and then you can go the other direction and go into Michigan, which is, you know, an awesome state to go visit. So we're really, really in a good spot. And then Northwest Indiana itself, the way it's growing, and, you know, there's so many talented people in business and industry that, you know, it's a great spot.
Yeah. We're just, sometimes we're the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know.
Oh,
Chicago,
my gosh.
Doesn't want us, and Indy doesn't want us. So. Kind of on our own little
island. Sometimes. Yeah, yeah, our own little coast up here.
Yeah. So in 3 years, kind of a space, like right now you've got t-shirts, sweatshirts, a couple other things. Do you see expanding the line of what you're selling?
Yes. I mean, when you think about, you know, any brand, especially when you're marketing in the area, there's so many directions you can go. And that's one thing, if you're listening out there, I mean, I'm always open to hearing suggestions, you know, what you'd like to see. I've had people write me and request everything from like a license plate holder that says the In Coast to obviously koozies. I'm way behind on the koozies. I need to get on that. Water bottles. I mean, you can do everything. So, you know, because I'm out of the house, I don't want to go too crazy right now.
Sure, inventory.
But I want to switch it up. You know, I'm working on a beach tote. You know, I'm going to call it a boat tote, probably. Trying to figure out, you know, kind of what size to go with, what works for everybody. We're going to have some winter beanies coming out. Those should be soon. We worked on a patch. So we'll have patches that we're going to sew onto the hats. And then, you know, patches are just cool to sew on your backpack or, you know, whatever else. So we have those coming out. There's something else in the works. Why am I forgetting? But anyway, we're trying to just kind of have some fun things, you know, mix it up, whether it's a t-shirt color, different styles, you know.
You could also do like limited edition, like.
There you go.
2018.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Retire it.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're right. We did do actually a limited edition t-shirt we partnered up with Save the Dunes.
Okay.
So that was really fun because if you bought the shirt, 50% of the proceeds went to Save the Dunes. So,
cool.
And it was funny after the fact, people are seeing them around and they're like, wait, where can I get that shirt? I'm like, well, snooze you lose. You need to jump on it. It was for a good cause, so
yeah.
We hope to do more of that stuff, too.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Next time, you'll pay attention to the first email.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, small businesses, sometimes you've got the marketing side down. You went to school for marketing. You said you're a cheerleader, outgoing. Like, the marketing side is not your issue. So,
yeah.
The other side's a business, like... How are you with that? Is it
right?
A struggle?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Because as you know, I mean, a small business person, you're wearing all the hats. Sure. You're doing everything. Your customer service, your fulfillment, marketing alone. That's huge when you're a new brand. That's why I wear it every single day. But I rely on my husband quite a bit. He's great with, you know, legal stuff. We've been working to get the brand trademarked, the copyrights. I mean, there's so many behind the scenes things. Inventory management. Oh my gosh. If you would have seen me 6 months ago, even 3 months ago, I'm embarrassed to say it. I mean, I would have a piece of paper with like tally marks saying, okay, I've got 5 blue smalls. I've got, so that definitely is not my game. I'll admit it, the organizational piece, I'm more of a fly by the seat of my pants, just I can get the brand out there. So I'm definitely going through a lot of learning curves and, you know, kind of getting my act together. So yeah.
Well, having someone else to lean on,
yes,
your husband, that's That's huge.
That is huge. Yeah. Yes. Yes. He kind of keeps me on the right track. And then honestly, my kids, I've got to give props to the kids because they are awesome little brand ambassadors.
In it every day too.
You know what? They actually have to wear a uniform shirt to school, but when they have their dress down days, you know, they're wearing it and they've inspired their friends. You know, I'm a big fan of love where you live, you know, dive in, be a contributor to your community, do good things. So yeah, I think I'm kind of instilling that in them too, which is, so Maddie's 11, she's a fifth grader, and Max is 9. He's a third grader.
So do they help with fulfillment and stuff like that too? Do you get them involved in that kind of stuff?
You know, Maddie is, she is really great now with helping me do inventory. Okay. We'll kind of sit in my husband's office and she's like, okay, Mom, I'll count up the kids' shirts and I'll do the hats. And so that's really good. That's and then honestly being out, they come to Wells Street with me every Wednesday in the summer and, you know, they're working the tables, they're wearing the shirts, they're up dancing. I mean,
learning more there than in school.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That's cool. So, and it's only been 14 months or whatever. So even going back 14 months, if you could change anything from something you've learned now to go back then.
Oh gosh. Okay. I will go back to the inventory piece because that ran me ragged. Yeah. You know, I had this website up and running, but I didn't think about the back end piece. And so that definitely kept me on my toes for sure. So I think I am diving head first. Let's do this. And maybe sometimes I don't quite think through the organizational piece in the background. So there's a lot of behind the scenes chaos that goes on that, you know, everybody doesn't see when it comes to the brand. But that's just kind of how I've always been.
Well, and honestly, if a business person was to try to figure everything out first, the business would never open because there is so much minutia that if you don't just jump in and do it.
That is true.
You're behind the eight ball already. And
yes,
it's easier, in my opinion, it's easier to catch up on the back.
Right. Right. Because no one knows that's going on if you can keep it cool on the forefront.
Because if you have a detailed inventory system and you don't have any sales, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yes. Yeah.
So lifestyle brand, I think you have that on your website.
Yes.
So in the lifestyle brand, there's lots of people out there doing it nationwide. Is there anybody that you pay attention to and try to do things that they're doing or learn from things that they've done incorrectly?
Gosh, there are a couple brands I really like. One is the Midwest Girl out of Iowa. Another one is it's called Great Lakes and they are in Minnesota. I like the look that they have going on. I like the way they present the brand. And obviously I'm a Midwest girl, so any companies kind of in the Midwest that are really touting, you know, to be proud of where you're from, I just think that is so important. I think it can have such a waterfall effect in a community. So that I'm a big fan of. I do like Kevin Templeman 219. Mm-hmm. He's kind of doing the region wear thing. I think that's really cool. And then there was another brand that came out, Highway 12, that I think is pretty cool too. They're more Michigan City area.
Okay.
I just think companies that take a chance on, like you said, we're kind of like, I hate to say the redheaded stepchild of Michigan and in the Chicago area, but you know, they're putting themselves out there and not afraid to fail, I guess, because you know, there's a lot of people that are naysayers and can look at the negative first in an area. So, I don't know. It's just people that are entrepreneurs, small business owners, they're very courageous. And so that has helped me a lot, no matter what it is. If you're selling, you know, a if it's art, if it's, you know, pottery, if it's skincare, I just, there's a lot of people I admire in the area that, you know, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
So definitely. I don't know that it's brands per se, people.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. That's yeah. Good. It's inspiration for sure. Yeah.
So those two brands, Midwest Girl and Great Lakes, have you reached out to them and like talked to them?
I have, okay. I have, the Midwest Girl Company, it's two sisters that grew up in Wisconsin, and I am the oldest of three girls. So right there, we kind of have a connection. And, you know, it's just little things, whether it's supporting each other on Instagram, whether it's, you know, tagging each other, sharing this, you know, awesome. Kind of those simple little things. But, you know, you've got someone in your corner that's
right
doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's cool. So anything that I didn't ask you that you want to expound about or talk about?
Oh gosh. You know, I just, if anything, I want our brand to, be inspirational to the people in Northwest Indiana. I want them to feel proud of where they're from. We should not be ashamed that we're tucked in the middle of all this industry. I think if we can somehow change the mindset of that, I mean, look at all these hardworking people that, you know, we're creating steel. I think I read somewhere we create a third of the U.S. steel. I mean, it might not be pretty and it might, you know, kind of pepper our coastline in a different kind of way. But why don't we embrace that and, you know, support those guys?
It's pumped a lot of money into the region. Definitely.
Right. Right. It provides a lot of jobs. Yeah. So
and it has for eons.
Right. Right. And that's my thing. If we can somehow blend the two, you know, I think we're winning, in my opinion. I think we've got the best spot.
Cool.
Tucked in between everything.
Yeah. I like the you said the end coast has the multiple ends there.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, it all obviously stems from Indiana, but in my opinion, we're kind of like, and I always say, quote, the in place to be, because everybody thinks it's really where they don't want to be, but when they come, they're pleasantly surprised. And I just think things are only changing for the better, moving Northwest Indiana forward. And I just think that's awesome.
Yeah. It's just a matter of getting over that stereotype because it's really just a stereotype. It's
exactly
not a lot of truth to it.
Yeah. No, you know what? I just want to thank, everybody that has purchased a shirt, everybody that has just supported me in my idea, whether they have a shirt or don't have a shirt. I receive a lot of messages just saying thank you for making me feel good about where we live. And that to me is success in itself.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah.
And I think you told me last time we were talking that people take pictures of the shirt when they're out other places too.
Yes. That's yes. Cool. And the people, like, if you have sent me your shirt, it hasn't been posted yet. I promise I've got a backlog of shirts, but I'm telling you, it puts a smile on my face every single time because they don't have to do that.
Right.
So I think it's really connecting with people. Right. And that is what I love doing just as a person. So if it can come through in the brand and bring people together and make them feel proud, I think we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. Well, I thank you so much
for
having us on the show. And that means a lot.
Yeah.
Helping us.
Taking the time this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you very much.
All right. See everybody.